The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Whores. Let me go out to get into some Trophy Whore stuff in a minute, but not really, but referencing Trophy Whores again, but not really. But here is my partner, T. Cliff.
What's going on, y'all? Everyone.
Good elevation of the voice.
Cool. Hey, do you need this fan?
Oh, you don't need it?
Oh, I like the fan, but if you don't need it on right now, we can, you know.
Well, that's good. I'm good.
Okay.
Because it's hot in grandma's place.
Sure is. She ain't even cooking.
And also, coming back with us again, my man, Kev.
Yes, sir. This is your boy, Kev. I'm in here.
And the whole referencing of the Trophy Whores I mentioned earlier, but not really, we have Tricky Man.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
But not really.
You know, it's been almost a year since I've been on your show, right?
It's been a peaceful year.
Yeah, but you know what? The episode I was on was your most downloaded episode ever, so.
I refuse to believe that until I see records.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Episode
10. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
oh.
Episode 10. And it's been that long because it's been over a year from when Whatever Talk started.
Yeah, and also, I want to say that my show was the only one to get a bonus episode because there was actually a 10, and then there was a 10.5.
Yeah, make that reference, huh? It was only a bonus episode because I was debating or not whether I want to put in with the politics show. Is that a real word? Is it going to be a real word or not? Because you guys know how I make up these words. The politics show of the show.
Let's just be commissical, Donnie.
Yes. I admitted it then, and I'm about to admit it now, that I dug Tricky a whole lot more than I dig him on Trophy Whores. So.
Let's see how much you dig me after this episode.
I already got my mindset ready for some cussing of outing. And we already go, I'm going to get your show. I mean, whatever it is you want to talk about early in the show, because I don't like leaving off on the show with that type of stuff. I already got the show planned out. But before we kick off with the rest of the show, we got an update on some stupid lyrics that we have mentioned before. We got some... a radio station call that I find quite funny. We got some Pokemon.
That was a good question. That's a question I have. I don't know what's going on about that. That was one of my questions I wanted to ask.
And we got whatever it is Tricky want to talk about. Leg out. We talking about whatever. Whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind. Don't be shy. This is your time to shine. T, how you been doing, man?
Ask me later. No, I'm all right.
As you later.
Real good. You know, day by day things, you know, up and downs, but ain't nothing.
All right, that's cool. Cal, you been straight. We know you're out and about right about now.
Right, and I'm sweating like a slave.
This time, last time we was last week.
Hey, with these harsh times going on with us, you can't really use the word slave loosely like that no more.
I'm caught up in action, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the way we being treated. So, hey, why not?
Yes. I made this show personally to be as racist as possible just because of what I know Tricky about to come up with. And speaking on Tricky, how you been, Tricky, besides what we about to get into?
I've been all right. I mean, for the most part, you know, as anybody who's listened to Trophy Horse knows, I have missed the last 3 weeks of the show. I've taken a personal break from the website, from repodcasting and all that stuff.
Well, you've been sick?
Just been... No. It's been 5 years since I've launched the site, and it's just... it's an everyday thing, so I decided to give myself at least a month off before I come back.
Oh, so you just trying to be like everybody else in the summertime, take a vacation.
Yeah, and it's actually good that I actually took my break when I did, because I've been very angry over the last couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
And that would have translated very poorly into the podcast. But the reason I'm actually on this episode is because, as everybody knows, this show is released a week later than when it's recorded.
Yes.
So, as of this point, I've only listened to, I think it's episode 58 and 59, as of this recording, is going to get released tomorrow, and I have not listened to that yet. But when I listened to episode 58, I was really debating whether or not I wanted to release it or not, because of things that were said. But I, you know, I called Donnie a person and I said, listen, we're going to, I don't want to censor you, so I'm going to allow it to go. But we put a disclaimer on it, and I know that there's going to be a disclaimer on 59. It's probably going to be a disclaimer on this one. Oh, yeah, as well.
I told you that. I told you to save it because there's going to be one on this one.
Right. Not that I disagree with you gentlemen, and we're going to get into that. It's just I wanted to come on and say something that, like, just people in general just not understanding.
All right, well, hold Joe's speech. Because I want to get this. I like to do whatever updates that we might have. I like to do that first.
Absolutely. Your show.
The update we got is that Stupid Lyrics, Hood Go Crazy, Tech N9ne's song, and 2 Chainz, they got B.O.B. on it. I mean, B.O.B.
No, capital B dot lowercase O dot capital B. That's actually how he do it.
Yeah, that's Bobby Ray for y'all that don't know.
That is Bobby. The exact way. Right. But the song, the lyric was, at least what I thought it was,
when 2 Chainz was like, wait a minute, put my thing in her. I'm trying to knock her up so I could do a banger with her. So, you know, I ain't going to do that's the whole sweet thing. But, you know, I said what I said while I was stupid. I had to do a playlist for my anniversary party that was actually on Saturday, the 2 days before this recording. And that song is on there. And I'm listening to that song. And then I'm like, now I'm thinking I'm hearing he say, wait a minute, put my bank in her. I'm trying to knock her up. Anywhere it go, it still holds the same meaning of what I said last time. It was like, that sound nasty as heck because 2 Chainz got to be like 78 right now.
You like that song.
And you can't be trying. By the time your seed that you're trying to put in her decide to grow up and be a musician, you're going to be at least 100 and something.
No, you know what?
No matter what, he still contributed something to the world.
Funny you said that because, you know, me and my sister, we was looking up, you know, a lot of celebrities, how old they are, and they say he's, what, 38. I said, that can't be true. We asked him, and they say he was 38.
Man,
if he's 38, hey.
He looked 58, man.
Wait, how old y'all think he is? He...
I heard he was like in his 40s.
I knew he wasn't as old as joking.
I didn't think.
Nah.
I didn't know how old he was.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't as old
him
as
and Luda, I was. Him and Luda around the same age. They grew up around each other.
Yeah, I knew he was.
Luda ain't quite in his 40s yet.
Yeah, no, Jeezy, they all the same age, 38, 37.
Yeah, they all late 30s.
They all late 30s.
Yeah. I knew
like, 2 Chainz been in the game for a minute. He just got on, though, a few years ago.
Oh, Titty Boy.
Yeah, he was Titty Boy. You know what I'm saying? He been down with the whole movement, Disturbing the Peace and all that. So, right. he was young.
I knew that. I knew he was around that age. I'm just saying the way he looked 58.
He looked old to you?
Man, he looked old as heck, man. 2 Chainz looked like he in his late 40s, mid 50s. 2 Chainz looked old as heck, dog.
He kind of swagged out to me, so I guess, I don't know, he don't look that old, man. I mean, he just looked like one of them regular dudes with locks in his hair, just, you know what I'm saying?
He looked like he
had a rough life being Titty Boy. That's what
he
looked like.
He did have a rough life being Titty Boy.
I don't know which it is. He put my thing in her or put my bank in her. Anywhere it goes, like I said, you go back and listen to what I mentioned about how I felt, why I said that song lyric was stupid, was go back and listen to the episode. It still holds the same meaning to me. But moving on to, like I stated, my anniversary party was Saturday, like 2 days before this recording. It was fun. We had a banging time on the show. I did put on kind of a show. It was real nice. It was real nice. It was family game night themed. you know, it was a bunch of board games and a bunch of non-board games that was played. You know, that's how she wanted candy all around, you know, like the old penny candy store. And I kept the music from the mid-90s on back. I kind of kept the music in that range because that's when hip-hop was really hip-hop. It's few rap in the playlist. And we're not going to debate the difference between rap and hip-hop because we are real people who listen to rap and hip-hop know the difference between rap and hip-hop.
So you ain't get the kids no Silento or nothing?
Man, get that bull crap out of here.
It's for the kids, Donnie.
Yeah, no. No, I edited the versions of Tupac for the kids. I took out the harsh cuss words for the kids. The kids need to hear where the real rap, real hip hop come from. So not you let this.
Them listen to the Tupac with the two or the Tupac with the T?
With the T. Oh, they got two. Oh no, they would hear it with the two, but me myself personally don't subject my kids to that type of stuff if it's in my need. I mean, if it's in my plane where I can help, so help to that. Got a funny story real quick. Akira's cousin go pull me to the side.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, come here, man. Let me holler at you real quick. I'm letting you know right now, you my nigga. And I just want to say thank you for being there for my cousin. You know, most niggas be like, nah, I ain't about that right now. And whatever y'all been through, you stuck through and all this and that. And when I first met you, it was on some negative stuff. But right now, you know, we good and all that stuff. I'm letting you know you real and this and that. You know, I said, yeah, no problem, man. I'm good. Thanks for all that. Thanks for coming. But in my head, I'm like,
I don't give a
when I met you, man, you was 10. What are you talking about?
Oh, man, come on, man.
What the heck is you talking about right now, man?
This a little one. No, just a little one talking, man. What is he, about 19?
Yeah, he just became legal to drink. But then again, this is
why he's talking.
Then again, that's what it is. He got some lick up in him. Look, man, let me holler at you. Real quick,
get out of here. Yeah, but then again, this is her people's, and he might have been just under the limit the age to drink. But I don't know. Anywhere I go, the guy's still young as heck. He's talking about some
drunk talk.
Yeah, talking about when I first met you, it was some negative stuff. Yeah, when I first met you, you were still eating. You were still. Nice. You just got out of your diapers, man.
You like what to me?
But again, thank you. I appreciate it for taking the time out to pull me aside to tell me these things right now.
How you felt when you were 10?
Yeah, how you felt when you was 10, and all. And then to add more to this, this is my third time seeing this guy ever in life.
He probably think you somebody else, man.
Exactly. Your feelings mean what?
I see this guy 3 times. How do we been together?
Every time you saw me, it was some name. You don't even know me.
So that being 2 first times, he was 10, and the last time was just the other day. Man, if you don't go over there and sit down.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't be drinking.
And I'd have had to tell him to go have a seat, man.
Oh, man. Again, my mans, thank you a lot for coming to the party. It, you know, it was appreciated. I just had to tell this story, man. It was hilarious to me. Before we move along with the rest of the show, hey, Tricky been quiet. I actually forgot Tricky was here, but you wanted to come in on, not just to say, hey, enjoying your show, whatever, talk, Donnie. And I really think it's having fun and it's going well and this and that. You ain't come on that tip. You wanted to come on something else. But it's all good, Trigger. You know I'm just making fun right now.
No, you're doing a good show. Just, you know what?
Leave it there. Leave it there. I want to introduce Tricky the right way. Last episode, I mean, not last episode, 2 episodes ago, it was called WTF WLM.
Huh?
Which stands for?
What the Elf, White Lives Matter. The listeners who didn't listen to that episode and just now happen to hear this particular episode, I did say, you know, F White Lives Matter, but I didn't mean it on F White Lives Matter rally because of the White Lives Matter rally. I don't care, you know, if y'all want to have a rally, if white people want to have a rally, Asians want to have a rally, Mexicans want to have a rally, it's all good in my eyes. You know, it's cool.
Your point was why the rally was happening.
The reason behind what sparked the White Lives Matter. That's what I'm saying, F White Lives Matter. Not F White Lives Matter as a whole. You know, if y'all feel unruly, if y'all feel unjustified, which I don't see how okay, all means go for it. Cause I looked at it as that rally was mocking Black Lives Matter. So I'm not gonna go into it. The episode is episode 58, and it's called WTF WLM. Go back and listen to the whole show. Of why it's nothing racist about me saying it's not coming from a racist heart.
It is.
It's coming from a reality heart of the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Now, but Tricky, he wanted to come in because when he heard that, something sparked in him that he wanted to let loose on Whatever Talk. And like I told this lady, which I would get into later on in the show, Whatever Talk welcomes all. We don't care if you are Trump, Hillary, Bush, racist, KKK, Black Panther comic book character. We don't care what you are. You can be a talking Zootopia animal. If you want to come on Whatever Talk, we welcome you. Bring it. Whatever you want to talk about. That's why it's called Whatever Talk. Whenever you feel like you want to get it off your chest, Whatever Talk is the place to get it off your chest. Tricky, go and get it off your chest.
And you better say it with your chest.
Let me start this off by saying that I'm going to say some things that are not popular, but I just ask that you guys hear me out on what I say.
We know you're racist.
Well, no, I'm talking about the listeners as well too. With that being said, everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks, and you know, in the past, I mean, let's not be fake about something. You know, racism does exist in America. There's no denying that, but. The fact of the matter is, Black Lives Matter, it was started and based on a lie. And I get the meaning behind Black Lives Matter starting. I understand the reason Black Lives Matter is a movement now, and I agree with what Black Lives Matter is supposed to mean. The sad thing is what it's supposed to mean is not what it means anymore. And that's because of the mainstream media. And when I say Black Lives Matter started on a lie, that's because you have to go back to the situation in Ferguson. You have to go back to the place of my hometown, Staten Island, New York, with Eric Gardner. Both of those incidences were based on lies. You get the video that comes out, or you know, the people speaking about what's going on, and that's only one side of the story. And the video does not tell the whole damn story.
Right.
It's a fact. It's a fact. Because even if you look at the two incidences just recently, you look at the incidents with Castile, the guy that was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That video started after he was shot.
Right.
And to the point, the only side of that conversation we heard was his girlfriend in that car. We don't know what led up to him getting shot. Was it completely a racist action? We don't know.
I mean, get out of here with this.
Wait, that guy was acting?
Well, look, listen. The girl wasn't having a conversation with herself. She was having a conversation with the cop. So he did say what he was trying to make us believe what happened or what actually happened.
He said, I didn't mean to.
Let me just ask you guys, did you guys watch the full 9-minute video or did you guys watch the edited version?
I watched the whole 9-minute video.
Yes, I watched the whole thing.
10 minutes.
The reason I ask that is because a lot of people that are making their judgments, they're going off the edited version of that video.
Is that what they're telling you?
No.
It's like, hey man, I seen the edited version and it was crazy. Is that what they're telling you?
Well, no. What I'm basing my opinions on, and you know what, that's not even fair to say, is I'm not basing opinions on the videos. Because I firmly believe you have to let the facts play out. Now, the flip side to that argument is, the justifiable answer to that is, the system is broken. point blank.
Mm-hmm.
Is it racist towards black men in America? I'm going to say it's leaning towards yes. I do believe black men get harsher punishments for their crimes based on their skin color.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe that. But just because a cop, whether he's white, black, or whatever the color he is, shoots a black man, does not automatically make it a racist situation. And that's pissing me off to the point.
I mean, I can agree with that, but you have to look at the situation. Too. You have to also look at the situation.
Oh, absolutely. You're right.
Going off what you said, yes, Tricky, it does not make a racist situation. But the thing about it is, this is a norm now. By happening so many times that it turned into the normal.
This is normal. Like I'm afraid to be pulled over by a cop.
Exactly. No matter what the situation might be.
But see, I understand that 100%. I really do. But what I'm trying to convey is, you guys feeling that way, and I don't know your life experiences. You guys are all from the same area. You guys are a different community than what I live in. I don't know what you guys deal with on a day-to-day basis. From my community, I know one thing, is that, and common sense tells everybody this, is that the news is only going to report what's going to get viewers. So it's going to get traffic.
Yes, and negativity. That's what negativity is, news in society.
Right. I don't even watch.
Right. News, so if every day you see on the news a white cop shoots a black male, it's going to create hysteria. And it's going to get, and it's going to get people not, and I'm not saying, Kevin, you feel this way because of the media. I'm saying it's going to get people to say exactly what Kevin just said. I'm afraid to get pulled over by a cop because of the fact that
they're shooting people with their hands up.
This is what's being ingrained into our heads. Have some of these videos been absolutely true? Yes, it was a racist white cop that shot a black man. Absolutely. But it's not every video.
Yes, and what's it pissing is. Me off, what the heck is you talking about, Tricky? It's every video. Every video.
We can go back to 1992. It was caught on video. Before people were even using videos and all.
You're talking about Rodney King. Yeah, absolutely.
And you said you want to go on facts. I mean,
it's not new. It's just that now we got cameras now. We can record it. But this has been happening. 750 black men getting beat by cops throughout the United States. This is a record.
Mm-hmm. This is just not happening.
And you know what? And I'm not, and like I said, I'm not arguing the fact, because I do believe there is racism. I do believe some of the stories that are coming on the news are racist induced. I'm not denying that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm simply saying is, just because you see a video online showing something does not mean it's racist. And to my point, I don't know if you guys seen this video, but this is a perfect example of a video.
When you say it's not racist, do you mean just because they didn't say, I can't stand black people, or I hate black guns?
I think what he's saying is that the cop is it Costello, the guy who was killed?
Castile.
In that case, the cop wasn't even a Caucasian cop, right?
I don't know. I never heard about
what. I know the cop wasn't black though. But you know, so
okay.
I guess a lot of people would say, how can it be a racist situation when the cop was an Asian American?
Well, let me break it down to you. This, I don't know if you guys saw the video. Somebody did a video where they did a study, and this was at least a year ago, but it's popping up on social media now. They took a white male and they took a black male in a state that has open carry.
And so basically they did an experiment.
Right. They sent the white male, and both of them were dressed exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
And they were both carrying an AR-15. Legally, they both had permits to carry those weapons. And they walked down the same street. And according to the video, when the white male walked down the street, the cop showed up and treated him with total respect and asked him for his permit and all this other stuff and did everything by the book. Now, when they showed the black man walk down the street, the cop showed up. He got out of his car with his gun drawn, saying, screaming, get on the ground, get on the ground, get on the ground. And the video was designed to demonstrate the difference between a white man and a black man walking down the street, the same street, carrying the exact same weapon, wearing exactly the same clothes, and they show this is the difference between a white male and a black male. This is where I have a problem with that video. Is it possible that that video is telling 100% of the truth? Absolutely. But here are the mitigating factors that most people don't consider when they watch a video like that.
It was pre-set up. That's what I don't believe that video. Pre-set up already.
Okay, but my point is going to a larger scale is that with that black male, okay, getting treated the way he did, there are so many factors that we're not even even coming into play here. You know, maybe the cops got a call from some racist white lady that said there's a black man walking down the street shooting people with an AR-15.
But now once
you threatening people, I can't.
But once
that.
Once they pull up and see, hey, there's that no black guy shooting at people. He has it exactly. On his hip, and he's, you know. So what's the reason to hop out? Hey, get on the ground.
Exactly. Okay, Kev, let me ask you a question then. You're that cop.
Uh-huh.
You're a white man. A white cop showing up to that scene.
And I just got the call, right, that the black guy's berserk. He's shooting in the neighborhood, right?
Right, that a black man wearing this description is walking down the street with an AR-15.
Shooting.
You show
people.
Up. Are you going to get out of the car calm, or are you going to get out of that car trying to protect yourself?
No, I don't understand that. You're going to get out that car with your gun drawn.
No, I'm not about
it. No.
I haven't saw him shoot anybody, but I heard. No, I can understand that.
No.
You're not going to get out
no.
the car. What's going on?
No. Look.
That's a threat. That, so that's a threat against a cop. Yes,
a threat against a cop? He didn't threaten anybody.
We got a gun.
No.
It's on his side. Yeah, it's on his side.
Not threatening anybody. He's walking down the street like the white boy.
He's not carrying it. He's
a car. He had a car. The car. I can understand a cop getting out the car. I can understand a cop with his gun drawn. He's not gonna have it drawn, he's gonna have it. Gonna have the clip on ready.
No, okay, that's what all cops are supposed to have.
All cops gonna have that. You know what I'm saying? But you're not supposed to show up to the scene with your gun out ready to shoot the man.
Exactly. When you pulled up, he was just as calm as that white boy that was walking down the street.
And he didn't have it in his hand. So why would you come toward him with yours in your hand? Exactly. Because you're a cop.
Exactly. Whether you received a call that he was being threatening folks or not, he wasn't threatening folks like when he wasn't doing what the call said he was doing when you pulled up. So approach him the same way you approached the white guy.
But you do see that when they do pull up, they don't pull up by themselves. And when they do, they have their doors, they behind their doors when suddenly they hear a threat like that, even if they don't hear the gunshot.
Okay.
They have to get ready for stuff like that.
Yes, getting ready is different from treating him different from the white guy that was walking down. Whether you heard, whether you got
a take a shot or anything.
That's what me and Kevin saying. We haven't seen him take a we haven't heard, seen him do anything that the call was saying that he was doing. But he was doing exactly what the white guy was doing when he was walking down the street, calm and stuff. So treat him the same way.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying.
The white guy was given the benefit of the doubt. Hey, do you have permission or do you have a license for that?
Did he get a call for the white cop? You said they say he might have got a call. A white old lady might have called for the black cop. I never said a white old lady might have called for the white guy.
It don't make a difference, call or not. He wasn't doing anything that the call said.
But if they would have called and said there's a white guy out here shooting at people walking around, they still would have came up on the scene differently.
I understand what you did. Y'all didn't say that.
I understand all three of your points. But there's also another factor, Donnie, is like what I'm saying. You're saying that when the cop showed up, he was showing non-threatening. So the cop should have gotten out in the same manner as he did with the white guy. And I agree with you. But now let me throw the other flip side of the argument. I play devil's advocate, which I know you hate. Let's say you're that black man. You are legitimately terrorizing that neighborhood. The cops are going to come, sirens blaring. And if you have that intention to kill as many people as you can, and you hear the sirens coming, all of a sudden now you throw the AR-15 back down on your side, so the cop approaches you all civil because he's not acting in a threatening manner. All of a sudden, oh, okay, now we got the cop and he's, boom, I kill him. That's that. So when you get a call saying that there's a man walking down the street with a gun threatening people, you cannot take that chance.
No. The same way you treated that white guy that was walking down the street. Which is a human being. You treat this one black guy the same way.
Who was also a human being.
Even if he was actually doing what the car was saying he was doing, but when he heard them sirens coming, he started to get his mind right. Even if he is doing that stuff beforehand, still treat him and do what you was gonna do. Do what you was gonna do with the white guy. But I'm quite sure in that same scenario that you just said, that somebody in that area that called or knew or heard the shots flying around and over here or witnessed this guy doing this stuff would have came out the woodwork saying, he's lying. He out here, I'm shot. My friend is shot. Somebody would have came out and said something, hollered out something from the background. Then you would have been alert. Then, and I'm quite sure when he said, when that had happened, either he's going to start shooting or he's going to comply. Hold on, wait. Okay, you got me. Now, that's a real-life scenario right there. That's more realistic than anything that you just said just now.
But, Donnie, I think you're being ignorant.
I'm being ignorant because it's a black guy that's doing this now.
I think you're being ignorant only because of the fact that, unfortunately, as reality is, okay, cops have a very dangerous lifestyle.
They do.
They have a dangerous career. Anybody at any time could just pull a gun on them. So they always got to be on edge. Are there racist cops out there? Absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
So why was he on edge when the white guy?
I'm going to tell you like this. If that was me, I think they dumb. Right. I think it's dumb.
Right.
I think it's dumb. First of all, if it was me, I'm coming out protecting a white guy, black guy. I'm putting the same. What I do to a black guy, I'm going to do to a white guy. What I do to a white guy, I'm going to do. That's just me being a cop. I'm not going to treat one different from the other. If I see you with a gun on your side and I don't think you should have it, I'm pulling my gun up. Oh, let me see what you got. You got a permit to carry that? All right, then I'll calm down. Come out with my gun drawn on anybody because I'm protecting myself. I'm not just going to pull out on one because, like, I'm going to tell you like this, with all respect, how we do out here, how I see, y'all white people are crazy. Y'all do some crazy stuff. So, but black people do some dumb stuff. So I'm treating everybody the same because I'm protecting me.
Exactly. And that's my point about these cops, is that these cops show up and you don't know what led up, what information that cop has arriving to a scene. Even there's a scene, a video a long time ago where a white cop busts down the door of somebody's door and goes in and tackles this black man on his couch. And somebody's video going, he's improperly invaded in the house and all this other stuff. This is racism. But the reality is, you don't know what happened with that phone call. That phone call could have been made to the cop saying, there's a man inside beating the shit out of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person who has personally had that phone call made on him. Because
I gotta cut you off right there, Jimmy.
As an officer of the law, no matter what the dispatch is telling you, you still have to be a professional lawman and do your job and not just bang through somebody's door on assumption or what somebody or what.
No. Because I gotta cut you off right there. Because me and my girlfriend in the state of Virginia got into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a fist fight, an argument.
Right.
In which she took a glass vase and threw it at me and then ducked and hit the wall. The neighbors called the cops saying that I was in the house beating the shit out of her.
Mm.
The cops showed up. By the time the cops showed up, which ironically was like 20 minutes later, the situation was calm. Me and her were not arguing anymore. I opened the door and said to the cop, it's all been resolved. We had an argument, blah, blah, blah. Everything's done. I went to close the door. The cop busted down my door. And I said, why are you coming into my house illegally right now? He said, and I quote, I have to check with the other party because there's no way for them to know that I'm not intimidating her not to tell the cops I beat the shit out of
him. Okay, but that was still unprofessional on his end. He didn't have the right to do that.
He didn't even have the right to come in there.
Exactly.
What's the law say? You know, it's every...
That is the law, because in the state of Virginia, there's a law written on the books, and I'm not making this up. You can go research this. That if a domestic violence call is made to a house, somebody must be arrested. Because the fact is, if I am beating the shit out of her, I can intimidate her.
You're telling me, even with somebody has to be arrested, that's understandable. Okay, I ain't saying it's right. I don't know the law, but let's just say that's understandable. Somebody has to be arrested. But at the same time, it's to me, I still think it's unprofessional to bust down the door. If you say, or if you feel like I was, like, pressuring her to not answer, stick your foot into the door, and so it don't shut all the way, and say, hold on, sir, may I see the other party of the thing. Don't bust down my freaking door. That's unprofessional.
All right, let's go through your scenario here, Donnie. Okay, I'm the cop. Okay, you're the cop that shows up to my door. You get a call saying that I'm beating the shit out of my wife. I open the door. Okay, I'm sorry, your officer. Me and my wife, we got into a verbal argument. It's all been resolved. We're both calm now. Have a good day. I go to close
and
the door.
And I'm going to put my foot right there. Hold on.
You stick your foot in that door saying, can I please see your wife? I say, no. Good. Take it over from there.
And then that's what I would proceed to tell you. Well, I have to talk to the other party.
No, you don't. You don't have to see her.
Yes, I do. Yes, why? I do.
Well, this is my home. This is my relationship. You don't have to come in my house.
I didn't say I have to come in. I didn't
you
say
you have to talk to the other party.
You don't. I'm the man of this house.
Legally,
I'm the man of this house.
We can't go in and talk to the other party.
But did you?
Yes, you do. Because you can enter a house with probable cause. The probable cause is I'm now being aggressive towards the
officer. Hold on. You I'm the officer now. Now, you say yes.
I'm playing it out like I'm the guy.
Yes, yes, I do have to talk to her. If you don't comply with me, what I'm saying, I'm going to have to put you in cuffs, and I will go to get her.
You have no basis to arrest me.
You are doing it, you disobeying my orders.
What am I doing
right
that's
now.
Illegal?
I got a call. I must check the situation. I can't do my job if you're being... you being uncivil right now.
I don't want you. I don't want you trespassing on my house. I don't want you in my house.
Cuffs.
Then it's illegal arrest.
Now you're giving me probable cause because now you got me thinking that she's laid out, possibly bleeding to death right now. That's giving me probability to arrest you and sit you aside until I get things situated.
Okay, pause right there now. Okay, now take that exact scenario. We're at the point we're at now. Okay, I'm a black male, you're a white cop. I'm now being aggressive to you. I'm not letting you in my door. So now you're going to have to come in and physically restrain me, right? At this point.
I was saying no aggressive. I'm trying to understand. How are you being aggressive at this point? I'm trying to understand.
Because I'm being combative towards the officer. I'm not letting him see my wife. I'm not letting the cop talk to my wife. The cop knows he has to see my wife. This is the whole thing.
And I'm telling you right now.
That's not necessarily aggression to me, though. Like, to tell someone, hey, can I come in? No. That's not aggression. That's just an answer to your question.
No, I was answering in
you're being irate right now, Tricky.
Okay, well, see, yeah, that would be what that is.
You're being irate.
See, and now at this point where I'm being irate, and now the officer has to use... for lack of better terms, force. At this point, the neighbor comes out their door with a camera, and all of a sudden, now it's a white cop breaking down the door of a black male, and is this racism?
And what you're saying right there, you're breaking into the whole media effect. We there's no need to bring media into this because we already know what media does to stories. We already know,
was the whole reason why I wanted to come on the show, is that just because a video is made showing something does not necessarily mean it's racism. And this is the problem with our fucking society.
You flip it, it's going to be the media, and you right, it might not necessarily be that. But if it's the media involved in it, they're going to make it seem like, so you're both right.
We believe that, see, the media, they taint things, man. You know what I'm saying? It's almost absolutely. Like they use it to program people.
And answering your question about
what you saying, Tricky, that was live. That was Facebook live. There was no editing while that was going on until afterwards. So what
yeah,
we
that
seen,
was Facebook live. She hit Facebook live after he started shooting. She said, let me record this.
No, she didn't start recording. Yeah, okay. He got shot. She did the Facebook live. But now, here's my only question to you. And I'm not arguing for the cop or for Castile. I'm just asking a general question. Okay? Because we talked about the way a cop shows up on the scene. According to her story, she said that Castile informed the officer that he was carrying and that he had a permit.
Right.
To carry the gun.
After he asked for, let me see your ID, sir. And he says, okay, I keep it in my back pocket. I have a
weapon
on me.
And according to the story, he reached back for it, and that's when the cop shot him. Now, if you listen to the video, and if you don't believe me, go back and listen to it. She changed her story 3 times about where he was shot. It went from he was shot in his arm.
Okay,
look, man.
Get out of here with that one right there, Tricky. For, we can see it right now. We can see him.
Was shot in the arm, yeah. And I guess the bullets went through the arm and killed the man. You know what I'm saying? He was shot in the arm. He was shot in the chest, the side.
You can see the blood stains right there on the guy.
Argument's sake, if he legit was reaching back for his permit and the cop, for some whatever reason, felt threatened that maybe he was reaching for his weapon and shot him in the arm. That to me,
4 times,
is saying that he was not going for a lethal shot.
Four shots is lethal.
Let me say this:
four bullets. That means you want to kill him.
Exactly. You want to kill whatever you choose.
If you
want
to stop somebody in their tracks, you can shoot up in the air, or you can just shoot them 1 time.
What guy, especially black, is going to pull a gun out on a cop with his child in the back seat, or his girl inside, or just been in a car?
Tricky, before you answer that, to add to that, you don't have to show the weapon to prove that you got a license to carry. You are licensed to carry a concealed weapon. That don't mean pull it out. Then it's not concealed anymore. It's not one incident that I ever heard of where they asked to see the weapon. They just asked for the license to see. Are you supposed to carry
no
weapon?
Black man in
then,
America?
Then you're seeing the wrong situation.
What?
Because if you walk up, okay, if you come up to a car or you come up to an incident where somebody says, I'm carrying a weapon, I have a concealed weapons permit, the proper protocol, because I've spoken to a cop about this, is to disarm the person to just for safety reasons.
Once again, cops ain't following protocol because I never want
both hands outside, or then he'll open the door and make you get out to disarm you. He don't make you disarm yourself.
That's exactly. Unlawful for you to make me disarm myself, and I have license and everything for that. That's like pulling me over and saying, hey, I'm going to pull your car. I'm going to hop in your car and you know, take it from you for now. Just for how can you do that? You have no right to do that.
But when you get pulled over, what is the cop, if you have the ignition running, sometimes the cop asks you, please turn off the ignition.
That can't stop me from driving away still.
Okay, to answer T-Dot's question, do I believe Castile was trying to shoot that cop? Absolutely not.
No, the question was, what black guy will pull out a weapon on a cop, period?
Well, a black guy pulls out a cop, gun on the cop.
Well,
every day in the
country. Okay, but
that's called a suicidal black guy.
Yeah, that's called suicide by cop. I don't even see bad guys pulling out their weapons on cops when their kid is right there next to them.
You're going down a whole other path here, is because what you guys are asking, you're absolutely right. Any sane person is not going to pull a weapon when their child is right behind them, unless they're in a life or death situation where they have to defend themselves. So, do I believe Castile was going to pull his weapon? Absolutely not. Do I believe the cop was wrong for shooting Castile? Absolutely. Because from what I understood from proper protocol with an officer, is once somebody informs you they are carrying a gun, they are to disarm them for safety reasons solely, then continue with the rest of whatever you stopped them for. Do I believe Castile was going to shoot the cop? Absolutely not. Do Do I think the cop overreacted? Absolutely. My point being, in that whole situation, was it was not just a racist situation. There are so many mitigating factors to be involved that you can't immediately jump to racism when you see something like that. Is it possible that racism was 100% involved? Absolutely. I'm not denying that. I'm not even arguing that point. I'm just saying, when you see those videos, stop going on fucking social media and saying, oh, this is another black man killed by a white cop. Because that shit is going to fucking just fuel my hate. The fact remains, a white cop shot a black man. That is true. But when you go on social media or you go on the news and you say white cop shots black man, that is screaming racism to the masses.
Because, again, Tricky, like you said, you're right. You just can't jump to that conclusion. But the thing, again...
But it is what it is.
It is what it is. Also, again, it's made nowadays to be the norm, the normal. So,
that's what we got to get away from.
Well, tell the cops to stop killing us then. We can get away
okay,
from
okay,
it.
Okay, what the okay, heck? But then, let me make the most ignorant statement in the world, but just a counter argument to what you say. Tell black men to stop shooting other black men.
Stop. Okay, hold on. I've been going through this for the last 2 weeks. Time is kind of running right real long on this one subject. I don't even think I'm not doing the rest of the stuff that we talked about because of this. But since this is the main topic of the show, I've been going through what you just said all week with my postings on Facebook about this. Even my headlines that I've been using for to promoting the latest show. Also, other stuff I came across. Black people doing this to other black folks. Black people breaking into other folks' home. Black people's doing... I'm like, okay. We know that it's nationality on nationality killing.
Okay.
We know it's white on white, black on black, Asian on Asian, et cetera, et cetera. The thing about it, like I told the folks who made those comments, those white folks that made those comments, those were white folks who was commenting to me about this, is that... all your all lives matter bullcrap and all your black on black bullcrap and all black people need to start respecting themselves bullcrap, that is not the subject at hand. We already know all that exists. The subject at hand right now is freaking cops killing black people. So there's no need to bring up black on black crime. There's no need to bring up white on white crime. There's no need to bring up any nationality on nationality crime. We're talking about white folk. You're talking about cops killing black.
Let's not forget that these are black men who are actually posing no threat.
Surrendering. No threat. Hands up. All. Surrendering.
No threat at all.
And getting shot.
I want to say something real quick before we continue on. I don't personally feel the way I just said it. I said that was the ignorant argument. Because now Donnie has brought it to another point that I was trying to head to. The All Lives Matter, the Blue Lives Matter, all that stuff. Yes, I agree with you, Donnie. Because the reality is, when somebody says Black Lives Matter, it does not mean that everybody else does.
Exactly. The white folks already made it clear that only white folks matter.
Look, what people mean by Black Lives Matter is, hey, in case you didn't know, we do matter too. That's what that is. It's like, you're acting like we're animals. So it's like, hey, FYI, black lives matter here. You know, we matter too.
You're absolutely right. But Black Lives Matter was started and founded to bring awareness to what was going on.
Not white lives matter.
Okay, wait. Let me finish here.
White lives matter, was it?
We already know white lives matter to Americans.
Okay, Black Lives Matter was brought to be was started to bring awareness to what is happening in this country. Mm-hmm. White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Mexican Lives Matter, whatever the fuck Lives Matter starts, to Donnie's point, I believe it is a slap in the face to Black Lives Matter. But I will tell you, when I hear Black Lives Matter, nowhere in my mind do I think, oh, well, Black Lives Matter, but nobody else matters. That's not what they're saying. And to people that go, you know, well, we got to stop the cops from killing the black men. And then the counter argument, and I even said it was an ignorant argument, that what about black on black crime? That does not factor in. And I know that when I said it, you guys all went off on me. And I was trying to say that.
How does it feel, Tricky? How does it feel? How does it feel to have a bunch of black guys ganging up on you, Tricky? Do you feel like one of us now?
The reality of the situation here, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. Okay. And please let me finish before you guys all attack me again.
You didn't let us finish. We got shot. We got shot. You didn't let us finish.
Okay, Dottie. You got that joking. Here's the reality of the situation. Through the media, through society, through conversations, whatever it is, the black men have a reputation for being criminals and being violent.
Wait. I didn't hear. More.
Gotti's laughing, but he's not understanding what I'm saying. Unfortunately, in this country, the black men have a reputation for being violent and being criminal.
That's true. But I will say that that is the reputation that we do have. I mean,
Kevin, do not agree to that. No, that's the reputation that we are perceived. That is perceived right. from us. White man has a reputation for being freaking slave owners. White man has a reputation for doing everything that's happening in America right now. We're not even going over the whole global thing. Everything that's happening in America is the white man's fault. White man started this bull crap. The white man instilled whatever mentality that the black people have right now, that was instilled by the white man.
But Donnie, I'm not arguing with that.
That's actually what I was getting to before you cut me off, sir.
I'm simply saying that unfortunately, that is the black man's reputation in this country. I think it's 100% bullshit. But the reality is,
like, it doesn't mean that it's true. That might be the rep that we have, but that's not accurate though. It's a stereotype.
So unfortunately, you know, when you get situations, and I'm not saying it's right, fortunately you're gonna get situations where you're gonna have the mindset that, am I gonna walk down the street where there's a 20 black men sitting on the stoop, or am I gonna walk down the street where there's 20 white men sitting on the stoop? People are going to make a judgment in their mind that's ingrained in their head which street they're going to
walk. I'm going to tell you right now, walk down the street with the 20 white man. I'm telling you, then that's coming from a black guy.
but playing devil's advocate, or to even kind of second what Tricky was saying, now why is that though?
Because that's what's ingrained into our skulls.
Is that because you feel like we as black people have a reputation of...
No, I don't have a... I was just making a joke.
I was getting ready to say is I'd be ready to fight either way. Either street. You know, I'd be like, yo, it's 20 white dudes right here. I don't know what they would do. Exactly. So I'm a... You know what I'm saying?
Look, we got 20 white dudes right here, and about 8 of them is bald-headed.
You just did what everybody's doing to the black man. You're making a judgment on the guy because he has a bald head. All of a sudden, now he's a skinhead.
And about 3 of them are wearing white hoodies. Not saying it's a hood on, but they're wearing white hoodies. Now the 20 black guys, they just had to be just muscle bound with some tank, with some wife beaters on.
Right, and they probably just, you know, having a nice, they probably having a few beers.
All joking aside, whatever street that's going to get me to my route faster, that's what I'm taking. I don't care if it's 20 white guys.
Yeah, you can't like, oh, I'm going to go this way, man, because,
You're not going to tell me that somewhere in your head you're not going to consider, walk down that block or should I walk down this block?
Of course, and it's even messed up when we are black people because... You know how we act, stupid. We like to pick on each other anyway.
Yeah. I always said this. We're going to close out real soon because I actually got to be at the destination right now.
I actually left my destination. I'm just glad it didn't drop the call because I had to leave.
Okay. We're going to have to continue this another time then.
Definitely needs to be continued.
Yeah. I always stated in all my talkings that black people, out of all the nationalities, and black people know this, white people know this, all nationalities know this about black people. We are the only nationality that cannot get along with each other. Mm-hmm. We the only one. Again,
It was instilled.
That's what I'm saying. It was instilled in us by that. By America. We don't know how to play with each other because America instilled that in us.
So that we can help white supremacists wipe us out.
Exactly.
They want our help to help them wipe us out. So they put that, they instilled the hate amongst each other in us.
Exactly. And every time I hear a black guy say, well, I can't get no job because of the man, or I can't do this because of the man, I'm like, that's BS, because, again, the white man has already done what he tried to do, and he succeeded at it. What he succeeded at is making you feel what the way you're feeling right now. He succeeded at that. So the white man has no part of what you saying right now, because what he did is already done. He don't have to work no more about that situation. So now it's all on you. Yes, just like everything in life, if some people saying, oh, I can't lose weight because the doctor said I can't lose weight. Well, the same person who said that to you said the same thing to the guy behind you who was 300 pounds. Now he 150 because he had did what? He worked a little that extra harder. The same guy who said who couldn't walk, both his legs amputated, doctor say never walk again, won the dang old Olympic medal 3 times in a row the last 3 years. You just had to work a little bit harder at getting a job, Mr. Black Man. T-Dive, say what you gotta say, then we gotta cut out.
You can cut this off if you want to. I just wanted to say that it will continue to go like that if we don't use stand up for like Black Lives Matter, because you know there are black people who are trying to stay together. But if we don't have things like that, it will break up just like they did with Black Panthers, which they didn't terrorize them. It was just they stood up just like the Ku Klux Klan stood up for theirs. Black Panthers stood up for theirs.
Okay.
They stood up for theirs. We're just standing up for our community and standing up for us that we're a voice too. That's all we're doing. We're not terrorists. We didn't do any terrorist act. We're not going on killing. We're just standing up for ourselves. But if we don't do that, yes, we will stay divided.
Black Lives Matter is an important movement. Absolutely. The problem with Black Lives Matter is you're getting people that are doing their charters and they're doing their sections that don't understand the meaning behind Black Lives Matter. And you get people that are doing ignorant shit that are destroying the message.
Right.
Like the White Lives Matter?
No. I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about black men that are marching with Black Lives Matter that are doing illegal shit.
Right. Now, let me tell you this. It's the same thing with police officers. You know what I'm saying? You have officers that misconstrue what it really is to be an officer. You know, a lot of these officers, they're not on the, they're not in there to serve and protect. They actually want to execute people.
Above the law.
Exactly. So, again, let's close out the show, because I'm supposed to be at the destination I'm supposed to be at right now. Thanks for listening to the show. This show this is the first show that I have lost control of the way I did. Never lost control of a show the way I did until this white guy came on. See, messing up things again.
F you, Donnie. you know, the white man destroys
exactly.
Everything.
Exactly. See, I'm glad you recognize now.
I don't have my camera on right now, but I'm flicking you off.
But if you want to leave your comments, folks, about this particular subject matter or any subject matter that I talked about in the previous show, I can't remember what, earlier in the show, I can't remember what it was now. Or anything that you want to talk about, it doesn't necessarily have to be about what you heard on this particular show. It could be whatever it is that you want to talk about or that you want to express. You can leave your comments at whatevertalkshow@gmail.com or whatevertalk@proofofgamer.com. Leave comments also on iTunes, which we are there. Also, you can rate us. We appreciate those just as much as comments and various other podcast apps. If you'd like to tell us about how you feel about my party or wish me a happy anniversary, a merry anniversary, that'd be cool. Or if you want to talk about the lyric to Hood Go Crazy or any other lyric that you might have heard from that song that was you consider stupid, tell us about it. Or if you want to tell us how Tricky felt about this whole movement of Black Lives Matter or any of those lives that matters out there, the movement of those, tell us about how you feel about those there. I'm going to skip Shots Fired, except for Tricky. Your people's messed us up.
let me close out the show with this. If you disagree with anything I said in the show, listen, I will fully sit down and talk with you. I will have a conversation with you. As Donnie can attest to, you know, I'm the, one of the least racist people you ever meet in your life, and all I want is for people to just have a better understanding and not jump to conclusions and not immediately just be ignorant.
My bad. Who? I almost thought you were one of those white folks that's going to say, I just want the world to be peaceful. I'm just going to be one of those white folks.
I do want the world to be peaceful, but I'm not. I'm not going to do the Rodney King. Can we all just get along? But the point being is, listen. When you see shit in the media, you see things on the news or in Facebook or whatever the fuck. Just take a step back and just look at it from a different point of view. And if it's 100% racist, absolutely, you know, go after the person, the racist asshole. Absolutely. But don't just make that judgment off the start.
One thing I want to say, man, is that it doesn't take videos for us to know that there's racism in America. Like, you're talking about these videos and all that. Like, I mean, that's not what we, that's not when we figured out that the America was racist. You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right.
We already knew this.
Yeah,
you know,
you're absolutely right.
The video just kind of helps prove our point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have lost control of whatever talk.
We gotta go.
Okay.
Of course, man. Yeah, I just had to say that. And also, let me just say this. let me just say this. Black lives do matter.
And go listen to Trump Yours approving.
Okay. Basically, put it in a nutshell. People, whatever. Read. Okay. Yeah. Just read.
Educate yourself.
Now, ProofOfGamer.com has a sponsor, which is Amazon.
Amazon!
Before doing your shopping, go take a little third step out your way. You go to ProofOfGamer.com. When you get there, on the right-hand corner, you might have to slide down a little bit, scroll down a little bit, but you'll see Amazon tab there. You click it, you'll take it to Amazon. When you can start your shopping there and doing checkout. Some of the proceeds come to ProofOfGamer.com, which will help keep the site up and running, bring you more whatever talk, bring you more trophy whores, bring you more whatever. I mean, I'm saying it again. Bring you more Remember the Loot and Remember the Loot in your bank account, or we won't see Jack. Nor would you see Jack at your doorstep. And there's all no extra costs coming out of your pocket. No secret charge, no surcharge, no tax. This matters.
no taxation.
Yeah, no taxation matters right here. But to make things easier for you, when you click that tab on ProofOfGamer.com, before you start your shopping, bookmark it. That way, if you ever think about going to Amazon in the future, click that tab already made for you, and it'd be like as if you went to ProofOfGamer anyway. But why would you want to miss coming to ProofOfGamer.com? Well, we got a Tricky and his life matters. Shout outs, T Dot, got some shout outs?
No shout outs.
Kev, you got some shout outs?
Not really no shout outs, man. Just like I said, Black Lives Matter.
People say no, I ain't got no shout outs, but I wanna give a right, say something about to Kiwan, Tim, and
Boo Boo.
Other than that, no shout outs.
Yeah. Tricky, you got some shout-outs?
Yeah, give a shout-out to you guys. Thank you for having me on. I know we talked about some topics that are a little controversial, but I think it's important that we keep a healthy discussion about it and not just immediately
we know that
jump to conclusions.
Yeah, everything is controversial when Donnie says it.
We know that.
I want to give a shout-out to the listeners. Thanks for listening. You know, this is our 50... Nope, this is our 60...
Shout out to Tricky. Oh, and Kev. I do got shout outs.
Shout out DLC.
Kev, y'all enjoyed y'all. And Donnie, hey, stop
giving infringement right there, Donnie.
Oh, my bad. I can't use that. I just got copyright infringement.
Give it
But
I'm gonna sue you.
But continue my shout out to the listeners. Thanks for listening for 60 episodes. That's cool. I most definitely appreciate it. I know T Dot appreciate it. Kev, who's supposed to have been here from day one, he's I don't know if he's gonna stay after this, but
That's passe. I'm here now, brother.
Maybe he appreciated it too. I know
been here for 2 weeks.
I know Nika appreciated it, which I'm going to try to get her back. I'm going to try to get Stacy back. Stacy's been why? Busy. Nika is...
Shows are better without her.
Oh, man. You know what? Now he's being racist and sexist.
I didn't say anything about a woman. I just said the show's better without the staticky speakerphone of Stacey.
Well, say that first. Make that phone
first. Don't say, she can't come on the show.
You jumped to conclusions.
By her having a vagina, she can't be on Whatever Talk no more.
The whole reason I came on the show, and see, you're still doing it, honey. You're jumping to conclusions. You're not letting the evidence play out.
Okay, I got to close out. And I want to give a special, shout out to Tricky, because initially, I didn't play on my assumptions, but I did assume initially when he said he wanted to come on the show, I knew I already had it in my head. He tried to cover his racist steps.
No, you stupid.
That's the first thing that came to my head. Like, oh, he tried to cover up his racism right now. But he didn't do it. He came on kind of fighting for us, kind of. But he won't let the white folks know that I'm still on the white side. But since I'm on Whatever Talking, it's an all black cast. I'm down with y'all right about now.
Hey man, sweet sweet.
Sweet. Closing out, my anniversary was 2 days ago of this recording.
His anniversary.
Merry anniversary.
Hey, your wife?
Well, I just found out I love my wife. I think I love my wife. And my kids, love you too. Shout out to y'all. Until the next episode of Whatever Talk. Whatever.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it, come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, Whatever Talk.